From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's a good news, bad news kind of day for gay couples in California. A federal judge says they can get married, but not for at least another week. He's the same judge who's already ruled that the marriage ban, known as Prop 8, is unconstitutional. Today, he decided to leave the law in force a few more days as the case heads toward appeal. Scott Campbell of West Hollywood was frustrated by the delay.
Right now, in this moment, I feel like I'm going to start to cry, and not in a good way. I really thought that we were going to be able to get married today.
NPR's Richard Gonzalez has been following the case. He joins us from San Francisco. And Richard, there were a lot of couples around California today waiting at city halls and at courthouses to get married. They're going to have to wait longer.
That's correct. The judge basically said in just a few words that gay marriage still lives, but it's going to take a while. You know that last week, Judge Vaughn Walker ruled that Proposition 8, the ban on gay marriage here in California, is unconstitutional, but he also put a temporary stay on his decision. He wanted to give supporters of Prop 8 the chance to argue for a permanent stay pending appeals. And in today's ruling, he essentially said that they had not made their case. But in one sense, he split the difference. He said the request for a permanent stay is denied, but he did not rule that gay marriages could resume immediately, as some supporters of same-sex marriage had hoped. He said that gay marriages may resume on August 18th at 5 p.m. In essence, he gives the supporters of Prop 8 time to appeal.
Mm-hmm. And how are our opponents of same-sex marriage reacting to the judge's ruling today?
Well, the supporters of Prop 8 say that they will appeal immediately to the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Douglas Napier is an attorney for the Alliance Defense Fund, one of the groups who advocate for Prop 8. He says the net effect is that Judge Walker's ruling will invite chaos. And here's what he had to say.
For him to say, well, I'm going to go ahead and let you run to the courthouse and get married, knowing that this my decision may likely or possibly be reversed, it leaves a lot of uncertainty, and it's not necessary to do that. Let's settle the law first. Let's settle this issue, and then once all the dust settles on everyone's decisions and we know what the final result is, then we can act.
The other side keeps trying to say that if gays and lesbians marry, the world will end. I just looked outside, and the air is fine.
That second voice you heard is Rick Jacobs. He's the founder and chairman of the Courage Campaign, a supporter of gay marriage. He says that the delay of a week for same-sex marriage is not really significant in the long run. However, there may be people who don't agree. There are a lot of folks at San Francisco City Hall, as you mentioned before, who were prepared to tie the knot today. At least a dozen couples were there. They were joined by hundreds of their supporters, and they did go away disappointed that there won't be any marriages today or for the next week, for that matter.
And conceivably even not then, right? If the Court of Appeals decides, you know what, we're going to extend this stay, marriages can't go forward right now.
That's correct. There's no guarantee that they will happen on August 18th. This has been a very long, drawn-out legal battle dating back 6 years now. In 2008, the state Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage. And now that was overturned by Prop 8. Judge Walker ruled that Prop 8 cannot stand. Come next week, the appeals court could implement its own stay, and it could say that while we consider the question of Prop 8's constitutionality, there should be no more gay marriages. So we will have to wait and see.
Okay, a lot of uncertainty still. NPR's Richard Gonzalez in San Francisco. Thanks so much.
Thank you.